It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session with Jeremy West. Today, we're diving into the essential role that self-compassion plays in healing from religious trauma, a path that requires both patience and kindness toward ourselves as we grow and redefine our beliefs and values. Self-compassion is like a soothing balm that we apply to the wounds left by painful religious experiences. When we experience religious trauma, it's often accompanied by feelings of guilt, shame, and self-criticism that can be deeply ingrained. Practicing self-compassion is about extending kindness and understanding to ourselves, especially when those old patterns of self-judgment arise. It's a way of saying, I'm here for myself. I'll give myself the care I need on this journey. Imagine your inner world as a house you've lived in for years. The walls may be marked by the teachings you've internalized, some of which might be helpful while others might be confining. Self-compassion is like renovating this house, not with a wrecking ball, but with gentle, intentional work. It's about creating a new, welcoming environment within ourselves. This transformation doesn't happen overnight. Like any renovation, it requires patience, resilience, and a gentle hand. Self-compassion allows us to acknowledge any harsh teachings or beliefs that may have taken root, while also giving ourselves permission to release them and build something healthier. One way to start cultivating self-compassion is through mindfulness. When you notice old critical thoughts surfacing, such as feelings of unworthiness or fear, pause. Recognize those thoughts as remnants of past conditioning, not reflections of your true self. Take a deep breath and remind yourself that healing is a process and it's okay to take it one step at a time. In fact, that's the only way you can take it. If self-critical thoughts arise, try placing a hand over your heart or speaking words of comfort to yourself, just as you would to a dear friend. Remind yourself that you're not alone in this experience and that others have walked this path of healing too. I like to say, treat yourself in the same way that you would treat your best friend if they were in your situation. Now, there's three main elements of self-compassion: kindness, common humanity, and mindfulness. Self-compassion includes these three main elements. So let's take a look at each one. Kindness. Offer yourself gentleness rather than judgment. Healing takes time, and it's natural to feel ups and downs along the way. Number two is common humanity. Recognize that many others have also experienced religious trauma and walked a similar journey, myself included. You're not alone. There's a shared human experience here, and healing is a communal process, even if it feels isolating at times. And then if you need more community, listen to the last episode. And then there's mindfulness. Mindfulness helps us become aware of our pain without getting consumed by it. It allows us to observe our feelings and reactions without judgment, creating space for healing and growth. Imagine standing by a river with a heavy stone in your hand. This stone represents the burden of religious trauma, the pain, the memories, the self-criticism. For a long time, you may have held on to this stone, believing it was part of who you are. But with self-compassion, you recognize that you have the choice to set the stone down. You don't need to throw it away or force it from your hand. Simply rest it on the riverbank. Letting go of this weight doesn't mean you're ignoring your experiences. It means you're giving yourself permission to release the pain without judgment. As you place the stone down, you feel lighter, more at peace. Self-compassion doesn't demand that you forget the stone or your journey. It simply allows you to find peace and move forward step by step. One of the most powerful effects of self-compassion is the opportunity to rewrite your inner dialogue. Where religious trauma may have left you feeling unworthy or fearful, self-compassion steps in with a kinder, more supportive voice. If you're familiar with the harsh inner critic, If you have negative thoughts going through your head about yourself, try replacing those thoughts with gentle affirmations. Instead of saying, I should be over this by now, try, I'm taking the time I need to heal. Instead of, I'm not good enough, try, I'm worthy of love and respect. These small changes in language may feel subtle, but over time, they help shift your perspective and create a more supportive inner environment. Self-compassion is a practice. It's a habit we can build over time. Each day, even if only for a few moments, take a pause to ask yourself, how can I be kind to myself today? Whether it's giving yourself space to rest, allowing yourself to feel your emotions, or speaking to yourself with gentleness, these moments build a foundation of self-compassion that becomes stronger with practice. If this is something you'd like to work on, consider making a daily intention. You might say to yourself, how many more ways can I offer myself compassion today, even more? Or how many more ways can I respond to my own pain with kindness and understanding even more? For more on daily intentions, see episode 59. Healing from religious trauma is a journey, and self-compassion is a vital step, a vital companion along the way. With each small act of kindness toward yourself, you create a space for healing, understanding, and peace to grow. Self-compassion reminds you that you are worthy, that your experiences are valid, and that you have the strength to create a life rooted in your own values and truth. Thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to explore mindfulness and self-compassion further, visit jeremywest.net, where I offer coaching services and additional resources. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to address, feel free to email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing kindness toward yourself, and remember, it's now again.